The following message is an Antioch Bible Church presentation.
You cannot judge another man's motive or another woman's motive, but you can judge every Christian by their actions. And God said, do it. Well, you're just being judged. No, you're just sinning. Can I get an amen on that? How about it? Praise the Lord. It says, don't judge those that are outside, meaning non-believers. The reason why we don't judge non-believers is they're already judged. So it doesn't matter what they do, they're already judged. And our job is to do something about that. What is it, Pastor? Well, let's read the scripture. Judge, and my judgment is just. Our judgment has to be just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father who has sent me. If I bear witness of myself, it is not true. Woo! That right there ought to shake you up. Jesus Christ says, if I witness to myself, it's not true. I mean, I don't know about you, man. When I saw that, I go, what's up with that? Because Jesus tells nothing but the truth. So it's got to be something more to that verse than just what I say about myself. Can't be true. So maybe we need to go somewhere else in the scriptures to find out what it really says. Turn with me right over to your left to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Now come on, we got a lot of verses to do, so get over there. Isn't that what I said? I'm sorry. To your right, my left. John chapter 8, verse 14. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear witness of myself, yet my witness is true. Wait a minute, you contradicting yourself. No, I'm not. Keep reading, son. For I know from where I came and where I go, but ye cannot tell from where I come or where I go, because you are spiritually dead. Jesus answered and said unto them, though I bear witness of myself, yet my witness is true, for I know from where I came from and where I go, but you cannot tell from where I come and go because you don't believe. Verse 15, you judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me is one. Verse 17, here you go. It is also written in your law, you know your law, that the testimony of two men is true. You know what Jesus just said? Over in John chapter 5, he says, if I am the only one that's the witness, it isn't true by your law. You got to have more than one witness. And if I give you more witnesses, are you going to believe that I'm God? Are you rolling with me? Understand it now? So Jesus says, since you need some witnesses, let me give you a couple. Let me lay something on y'all. Some of y'all guys go, where is he going now? There's another that bears witness of me. And I know that the witness which he witnessed of me is true. Because when you put his witness and my witness together, your law said it is true. Ye sent unto you John, and he bore witness unto the truth. What is the truth? But I received not testimony from man, but these things I say that ye might be, come on, that you might be saved. Do you know one of the first responsibilities of being a witness is to take those who have an unregenerate mind and to live in front of them to get them saved? Your first responsibility as a Christian is not to get non-Christians to like you. It is to get them. Your first responsibility is not to get non-believers to understand you. They are spiritually dead. And the more you try to get them to understand you when you are spiritually alive, they're going to probably get further away from you. Give them Jesus. Not your understanding, not your sensitivity, how great you are, how much you can bend over, how loving you can accept them. No! It's to be like Jesus. Give them Jesus. And when they get Jesus, instead of you, they may turn around. Glad you came to church today. You're not that happy. Come on. Some of you saying, Martha, I told you not to come. Somebody got to be playing today. Can I get a amen? Amen. Check this out. Verse 35. He was a burning and a shining light. Somebody say amen. Amen. What was John the Baptist? Not just a burning light. Burning and shining light. And you were willing for a season to rejoice in his. Oh, now come on, church. Are you reading with me or are you just thinking? Come on. You accepted his light for a while until it started doing something. It started doing some revealing. Ty, one of our elders here, can you do me a favor? Would you please look up Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, because we want to eliminate some excuses here. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. I want you to read it in English. Hold up now. Hold up. Hold up. Don't read it yet. Oh, you keep standing because I like the way you do that. Get a good look at him. You don't like something going on in the church? Go to him. Sam for the Heddles. My brother. I said your last name wrong, didn't I? How you pronounce it? Exactly. Sam's going to read it for us in Spanish. My brother, could you please stand? First, tie real loud. Ephesians 5, verse 8.
For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light.
You were once darkness. There's something about that verse that gets me. The darkness. I thought I was going to leave when I become a Christian, go karma. That's why I help my kids do that. Can I have an amen? Bam! Watch this. My brother, he's going to do it in English. No, excuse me, Spanish. For you. Espanol. Gracias. See? We been? Right? Am I wrong? I said that right? Did it flow, man?
Yes.
Did I fool him?
Yes.
Way to go, baby. Way to go. I don't care what language it is. You know what it says? You can't make an excuse not being a light. Well, I'm no John the Baptist. Absolutely. Amen. God got a John the Baptist. He don't need another. He got a Pastor Hutch. He don't need another. Why would God want an imitation when he got the original? You are an original light. You can't get away from it. Your responsibility. Anyone in here know how fast light travels? Come on, not real fast. Light. Moving real fast. Peter, can you be quiet the rest of the service? I appreciate it. Now, it's been about 3 years that my chemical dependency in chemotherapy has, you know, get your motor skills and your brain a little mixed up at times. And I'm getting them back, and they're better and better every year and every day. So I'm going to try to go here with this by using my memory. Light travels, since no one is telling me. 780,000 miles a second? Nope. 186,000 miles a second. Light travels at what? Can anyone in here tell me why light travels at 186,000 miles per second? Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, God said, who said? Did Antioch say? Did Pastor Hutch say? How about other denominations say? Did the cult say? God said, let there be light. And it was light. Now we know why there's light, but I want to know why it travels at 186,000 miles per second. What's that? You was at the first service, you be quiet. Trying to prove he knows some stuff by repeating what the pastor said earlier. I like that, man. Boo. I'm going to tell you why light travels at 186,000 miles per second. Just a little faster than that. You know why light travels 186,000 miles per second? To be obedient to God. God gave it a responsibility in order for him to do what God told him to do, to get light from there to the sun. It traveled 186,000 miles per second in obedience. How much? 186,000 miles per second in obedience. God said, let there be light, and boom, that was light moving to get to the... See, the sun don't give us light. God gave the sun light. Look at it. Look at creation. He created the sun, and then he gave it light. Yeah! So you mean to tell me there's a separation of the sun and light? That's why we never had to worry about the sun burning out, because if it does, Jesus ceases to be. Obedience. Let me see. Ooh, let's see if we can have some fun here. Is that okay? Because I want you to see what you and I have a responsibility to be. Light travels 186,000 miles per second. You want to know how fast light travels in 1 minute? You take 186,000 miles per second, multiply it times 60 to get how far it travels in a minute. Light travels in 1 minute, 11,160,000 miles. Why does light travel? Why did it travel 11,160,000 miles? I can't hear you. God said it. That's always a safe answer in the church. Can I have an amen? Remind you of a little kid that was in Sunday school. The teacher says, what's gray? Have a bushy tail, four legs, climb trees and hang on limbs. The little boy raised his hand and said, yeah. He said, well, you know, I know it's Jesus. Because all the answers in the church is Jesus. But it sure sounds like a squirrel to me. Anyone know how fast and far light travels in an hour? You take 11,160,000 times 60. Light travels in 1 hour. 669,600,000 miles. Why does light travel 669,600,000 miles? God said so. Get there. To get to our sun in our Milky Way galaxy, our solar system, guess what? Anyone know how far light travels in 1 year? 1 light year? Do anyone know what a light year is? The distance light travels in 1 year. Most people get mixed up with a light year and not seeing black people for 365 days. That is a white year. We don't want to talk about that. Can I have an amen? A light year is the distance light travels in 1 year. Light travels in 1 year is very easy. You take 16 billion, which you're talking about, talk about a day. Light travels in 1 day. That's multiplying how far it goes in an hour, which is 669,600,000. Multiply it times 24. Multiply it times 24, light travels in 1 year. And this is when I messed up. Because when you multiply, get how much it goes in a day, which is 11 billion. Oh, are you ready? 11 billion miles, 70,400,000 in 1 day. Can I give it to you again? 11 billion, 70 million. Just in case you're writing it down. 400,000 miles in a day. And to get a light year, you take 11 billion, 70 million, 400,000, multiply it times 365. This is the one I used to mess up on because I had to use to do it with a pencil in my head on paper. And it didn't matter because I couldn't get enough zeros on calculators. Now I can get enough numbers and zeros, so I got the calculator to help me. Now, I was wrong by a trillion before when I did it by hand, because I thought light traveled at 5,865,696,000,000 miles in 1 year. It doesn't. Correct. Light travels 6,342,000,000,000,000, right? 808,000,000 miles in 1 year. 6,342,000,000,808,000,000 miles in 1 year. Now, one of the things that we understand is that if we had a dollar for every mile that light traveled for 1 year, we still couldn't pay the national debt. And you better be prepared. We are going to have economic times. Now, the nearest star to our star is Alpha Centauri. Alpha Centauri is 4.5 light years from our sun to it. Why did the light travel 186,000 miles per second for 4.5 years just to go 565,136,000,000 miles? Why would light do that? God said so. Now, how many of you can figure out if light was like us, how many excuses would it find not to get to where God told it to be? You know what? Light never ever took time out because he was tired. Light never said, I have just had it. People don't understand me anyway, and you know what? I'm burned out. I'm burned out. Why is light traveling 28,565,136,000,000 miles in 4.5 years, traveling at 186,000 miles, not slowing down one time to get to Alpha Centauri? Because God said, let there be light. Go back with me to John. Verse 35, he was a burning and shining light. According to Ephesians 5:8, you are a burning light. You are willing to be heard for a season, that people may rejoice in your light. Can you imagine this one? If light was like us, can you imagine this excuse? You know what, man? I've been going for a bunch of times at 186,000 miles per second. And you know, since no one else can fly like me, no one else can even touch my speed, I better slow down. Because if I keep the same speed up, because God told me to, people don't think that I'm bragging. They think I'm just trying to show off. And I want it my way. So I'm going to slow down from doing it God's way. You think light will ever say that? Come on, church, you know you're getting set up. You might as well answer. Do you think light in the Bible, when God said let there be light, would have made that excuse? Then why do we? Then why do we? Can you imagine light saying this? You know, I better quit showing off their darkness by my light, because I'm going so fast for Christ. And whenever I come down, it lights them up and they can see how dark they are. And I better slow down and quit doing that, because they may think I'm judging them. You think light ever said that? Light does it out of obedience to God. Do you think light would say, if people misunderstand me and think I'm judging them, I better not do that? Because, well, you can't not do that. Because if you don't do that, you've been disobedient to God. Regardless if they are thinking they're being judged or not. So would light ever say that? No. So why do we? Can you imagine light ever saying, I don't think I better move this fast for God, because folks are going to think I'm not trying to glorify God. I'm just trying to glorify myself, because I know I'm bad and I know I'm fast and I know no one can even touch me. But I'm going to slow down, because other people may have the wrong idea and may think that I'm doing it just for my own glory, not theirs. You think light would say that's a good excuse to slow down? Even slowing down a little bit, even to 185,000 miles per second, will be disobedience in what God asked it to do. If we're light, does God ask us all to let our light shine? Blow your bushel. No. Blow your light. Isn't that a little song? Let your light so shine. Before me, I'm talking about, that's the verse. I'm talking about the song the kids sing. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it. A lot of people showed up. Now, why would you put your light on the bushel when God said it's supposed to be shining every day at 186,000 miles per second? We have been hoodwinked because all those things may seem unloving. And I told you, I am getting sick of the church's definition of not being loving. It is so distorted today, you can't do Jesus' work. Everybody, whatever you do, whatever you move, whatever you say, however you live, somebody's going to be offended. I haven't found one Bible verse that says, don't offend. It says, don't be a stumbling block. That's a lot worse because that's on you, not on them. Whoa! Are we feeling good? Are we in the move? Got enough numbers? Verse 36. But I have a greater witness. Woo! A greater witness, John the Baptist? Yeah. What is it? For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me, that the Father has sent me. Bang! He said, man, if you can't come up with enough miracles of Jesus to make even you quit doubting, Jesus has given us more works and more miracles. Document it. Eyewitnesses. Jesus gave us more witnesses, folks, than Van Camp's got pork and beans. And you cannot understand, why do we doubt? We are the witness. Man, you lack John the Baptist? He said, you lack my miracles? They witness about me. I'm God. Come on, look on me. Believe in me. Check me out. Know me, you know the Father. Ooh, man, if someone didn't know, they would think Jesus was bragging. Can I have an amen? Oh, he's all stuck in himself. He keeps saying, me, 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 me. Look at me. You seen the Father? You seen me. See my miracles? They testify on me. Me, 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 me. Jesus couldn't make it in the church today as a pastor. I know I'm having a difficult time, and I'm nowhere perfect. Can you imagine a perfect pastor? Only reason some people come to Antioch is try to find something wrong with me so they can justify. It's the truth. Just so they can complain because we do too much. And if their church is not doing as much, there's something wrong with us. Look at verse 37. And the Father himself who has sent me has borne witness of me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, like seen that shape of him. And you have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him, you don't believe in, which is me. Another witness is the Father. Bam! Is he laying some witnesses out? Can the people say anything as they get through it? Not just two witnesses, but he's given us three witnesses so far besides himself, which is four when he has himself in. I see another witness. Anyone see another witness? What is that other witness? You want to read with me? We look at that other witness. Verse 39. Search the scriptures. Somebody say amen. Amen. Ah! Oh, this is so sweet. You want to know me? Check out the scriptures. That's me. That's me on a page. The word. Check it out. Check out the scriptures. Search them. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify me, and ye will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. Woo! You know why you don't accept me? Because you don't have the love of God in you. You know why they reject the word? Because they don't have the love of God in you. And guess what? You're sitting around trying to convince them when they got an unregenerate heart. Oh, I love this. How many of you have ever heard about those horoscopes? You ever read your horoscope? What's the name of that sign? They said, what's your sign? What they call that? Zodiac sign. No. Astrology, but they got a name for it. What is your? What is it? It's a horoscope, but it's your. What's your sign? What's the first word they put in front of sign? What's your zodiac? Is that zodiac sign? Zodiac? You're a police officer. You're not supposed to be right. There ain't nobody like police officers. Zodiac sign. What's your zodiac sign? You know how many Christians want to know how they're supposed to be because of their zodiac sign? Talk to me. You know how many Christians jump up and read that zodiac horoscope for the day? Oh my goodness. It says I better not get up. It's going to be a bad day. Hey, boss. I read my scope. Can't come in, baby. You know what's sad? A non-believer, I can understand them believing that mess more than the scriptures. But we as Christians, we'll believe that mess more than we'll believe the scriptures. We'll believe someone telling us what the future's going to be, and they heard from God. A lady wrote me. A lady wrote me the other day. Said, I heard from Jesus. And Jesus wants me to tell you this. I said, thank you. I appreciate that. But I serve the same Jesus. And since he talks to you, would you please tell him to call me up and tell me the same thing? We got more people to get caught up in this new revelation junk. Christians, God told me his word is complete. We have a complete word. But you know what? You believe that mess that you're getting from humbo jumbo mumbo out of the sky. And most of the time God's speaking to you, not because God's speaking to you, but because you got indigestion on what you ate last night. So don't come with me to me with no new revelation stuff. If you can't prove it in the Bible, it's not new in the first place. It's been there. Search the scriptures. Not these futuristic people that are going to give you what's going to happen in 2012. The Mayan calendar and all that mess. No one knows the day or the hour. And if the Bible says that, guess where I'm going? And it's too bad it's not the Old Testament, because we could pick up a rock soon as it passed and knock the suckers out. Just happen to be under grace in the New Testament. But I would love to throw some rocks into heaven, amen, my brother. And we got to get out of here, you know what I'm saying? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There's another one going to accuse you. You know who you like so much? My man called Moses. Moses. You love Moses. Moses wrote about me. Why does Jesus make it all about him? You ever wonder why Jesus make it all about him? And you and I don't? Jesus is our example. If he makes it all about Jesus, so what we had a light supposed to do? Make it about Jesus. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. Woo! That's a big debate about who wrote the first five books of the Old Testament, the Pentateuch. Oh, argue. I can't be Moses. The last book of the first five books, Moses is written in there, and Moses died. So if Moses was dead, maybe he didn't write it. you know what? Maybe Moses did have a connection with God. And if someone else thinks they can get something from God, when Moses and God pretty tight, didn't they? Maybe God told Moses, write this down. Well, I ain't dead yet. You will be. Write it down. Can I get an amen from somebody there? Amen. Well, we thank the Joshua. I believe Joshua finished the last chapter. But I God could have done that. So I'm going to go with Jesus. Jesus said Moses wrote the first five books. Now, I don't care what profs say and professionals and doctrinal people. I'm going to go with Jesus. It's all about him anyway, isn't it? Wow. Ooh, that's verse 47? Did we get verse 47? I guess we got one more verse to go. What comes after 47? 48, of course. Let me interpret it for you. It's in Ebonics. Ancient Ebonics. Some of the older manuscripts. Verse 48. And there's another witness. Dr. Ken Hutchison. Ken Hutchison. Known as Hater. Known as Hutch. Known as homophobe. Known as a man of God. Don't care about it. He does not care about any of those things. Because he knows he is revealing who I am through the light that I've given him. That's verse 48 in my Bible. Now, I'm going to tell you what I want all of you to do. I want you to go home. Now, don't pretend like you forget this. I want you to go home today. And I want you to write out your verse 48 for John 5. I want you to write down what kind of witness you are to show the light that you are sending around Jesus Christ. You see, because I don't care if people say, he just want to do it for himself. He just want to glorify himself. I don't care if people say he think he is that strong and that much of a Christian and he got everything right. We don't have to follow him. You know what? I don't care if people say that. I don't care if people say, well, he just want to try to reveal darkness in everybody in every situation and in the world today. And he's out to change the world for all the junk that he does. You know what? I don't care. You know why? Because I have been called by God to live as the light of the world. What have you been called to do? Write it out when you get home. Verse 48. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Antioch Bible Church. For more information about Antioch Bible Church or to order additional resources, please call 425-556-5905 or go to www.abchurch.org.